Coach's Insight on Care continues, talking Jefferson County North basketball with assistant boys coach, that is Jeff Hale. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, last time out on Friday against the now number two ranked team in Class 2A, Valley Falls. Two of the best, obviously, in the Northeast Kansas League with your team and the Dragons going at it, but Valley Falls able to get the win 57-47. Had some chance or had a little bit of time to kind of dissect that loss, and, you know, what were a few key standouts from that game last Friday?
Oh, yeah, it was a very good game, very intense game. We thought the main thing for us is we just didn't finish very well around the rim. Got some shots that we liked that we thought we should have finished that we didn't. Obviously, Valley Falls is a very good basketball team offensively, and they play good defense as well. So, I mean, they forced us into some tough shots, but we felt like there was some that we could have made that we necessarily didn't. Defensively, we thought we played pretty well. Like I said, that's a very good basketball team. They got a lot. I mean, all five of their guys are threats on offense, so they're a pretty hard offensive team to stop. And I mean, it was came down to the very end. Obviously, at the end, we foul a couple times. They shoot free throws, so it looks a little worse than it was. But it was a very high level, intense game that went back and forth pretty much the whole game. And they came out on top this time.
You'll get the rematch in the final game of the regular season on February 18th. But this is a difficult point in the season, or at least a difficult stretch coming up. You got midseason tournaments starting next week, but you guys go back to back with games tonight and then tomorrow. Obviously, you'll get Troy in a non-league game and then Oski Friday night. How difficult of a stretch is this with the tournament coming up next week?
Oh, it's going to be a difficult stretch for us. Troy is obviously a very good basketball team. Their big man inside is a very good ball player this year. I think he's averaging close to 20 points and 12, 13 boards a game. So, I mean, he's going to be a task for us to handle, and they're just a good basketball team in general. And then going to Oski, Oski's record might not show up, but they've been pretty much in every game they've played this year, aside for like the first couple. They've been playing a lot better recently, and their games have been close. They've been putting up some good fights against teams, and they're playing a lot better basketball since the start of the season. So that's going to be a tough one as well on Friday. And then obviously next week we don't know who we're going to get yet. It's a tournament, but teams like Perry, Rossville, stuff are in that. So they're always good games for us and good competition for us to play.
How challenging is it when you really get a stretch here for the next like week and a half where it seems to be you're going to have more games than practices?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because if stuff doesn't go well in the games, there's obviously stuff that you'd like to work on in practice. And you're not going to be able to do that, obviously, because you got games back-to-back and then a bunch of games next week, too. So we just got to make sure that we come prepared, focused every game because we don't have those practices in between to kind of fix some stuff. So really just got to lock in and take it game by game and, you know, kind of go from there.
So the stretch starts with Troy tonight, Oskaloosa Friday night, obviously back-to-back to close out the week and then the midseason tournament next week. So in terms of the Troy matchup here first, you mentioned Jarrett Norris, who's I've been told by a coach in the TVL, they call him the best player in the league, 6'4", 6'5". You mentioned 20 points, 12 boards a game, just athletic, can pretty much do anything he wants with it. Obviously, I would think stopping him, number one, but what are going to be some keys against the Trojans?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we like our big guy inside as well, so that's going to be a really good matchup between the two of them. But, I mean, they got five or six kids that can all play. They got some good shooters on the outside, and you know, watching a little bit of film, their coach just kind of having them play, and they're doing a good job with it, just, you know, kind of attacking the rim, hitting open shots when they have it, and beat the big man inside. So it's going to, obviously, number one is we're going to try to limit the Norris kid inside, but the rest of them can also play basketball, so we're going to have to just make sure that we play good, solid defense on everyone.
So wrapping up the week, back-to-back games for JCN. They get Troy tonight, Oskaloosa tomorrow night, and then the midseason tournament coming up next week. That is Jeff Hale, assistant coach for the Charger boys basketball team. Our conversation with the coach presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck here in this stretch, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Sounds good.